We're on Zeroville.
What?
Yeah, we're not Zeroville. Whoops, sorry about that.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, Matt, and Alana.
Hello.
And today we're playing Fortnite, and we are talking about the epic finale of The Bad Batch.
So epic.
And it wasn't bad.
Bad.
You know, I wanted to talk about that. It wasn't bad enough.
Bad enough.
It wasn't bad enough.
Well, so the cold open is the logo for the show like fades in, and it has very ominous music.
Yeah, it was really like depressing.
This
episode was sad.
So it made me think that someone was going to die.
Someone will die.
Someone did die.
Yeah. Who?
Crosshair's hand.
Oh wait, I forgot about that.
His hand that betrayed him. It wasn't going to be any more use anyway. Come on.
They're will to fight.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the operative wasn't Tech. I can't believe it. I was so sure.
Not only was he not Tech, but Tech never came back.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't confirm Obi-Wan Kenobi was Omega's in daddy.
I can't believe they never told us what Project Necromancer was.
I can't believe it's not butter.
But there are a lot of disappointment. Are we saying there's a lot of disappointment? I'm saying that.
So many unanswered questions, I guess.
So many fully answered questions.
Well, yeah, some were answered, but others were not.
I was underwhelmed about that. But anyway, should we jump into the episode besides the things that we've already given away?
Let's jump. Jump. Yeah, the different intro. Start with the different intro.
Yeah, so then we have a confrontation between Hemlock and Rampart. And something that I appreciated was Hemlock said, "I'm working on something beyond your understanding."
Yeah.
Why did you appreciate that? That's
far enough to understand it.
Because it's like, what could it possibly be? But then they never explain it.
What do you mean they didn't explain it?
You never explained what Project Necromancer
is.
So you know, everyone's theory was that it was a plan to clone the Emperor. So I don't feel a plan to clone the Emperor is beyond Hemlock's or Rampart's understanding.
It's pretty dumb.
It's beyond, because cloning in general isn't... All right, I'm going to Star Wars.
There's an army of clones, Jay.
Yeah, but what? The problem is they've always had issues cloning Force sensitive.
Force users, yeah.
So the part that's beyond his understanding is the Force user part?
I would imagine most people are not aware of that anyway.
And the fact that the Emperor...
He's like, "I'm cloning the Emperor, and he has magic powers, and it's kind of hard to duplicate the magic powers in his clone." I'd be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, but at the same time, right now, people don't know that the Emperor is a Sith, right? They think he's like a good old boy who loves order.
That's true. They think he's a senator or whatever.
Yeah.
Chancellor.
So the idea that he would be doing this is like beyond a lot of their capability of comprehension.
I think you guys are putting more thought into it than the writers did.
But see, that's so frustrating, Matt, that they didn't explain what Project Necromancer was or why Omega was so important to it or really anything about it. Come on.
Show, don't tell.
Didn't show anything, Jay.
They showed it all.
They showed nothing.
They showed everything you needed to know.
Okay. Which is nothing, and you will like it. You will learn nothing.
Maybe it's a book or something.
No, I mean, it's... Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. If you know the other properties, and if you know, like, generic lore, then, like, it makes sense to you. Yeah, I mean, the idea of you having to have, like, general knowledge of the universe that they're in would definitely help.
Yeah. I mean, we can put two and two together. I just would have liked a little bit of resolution about that. That's me, personally.
That is you. Below.
See somebody below us, buddy?
Yeah, I do. Creeping around. So, anywho's.
All right, so Echo and Carr are out doing their thing.
Yeah. And Omega says to the kids, if we pull off this plan, we could all go home. Which, to me, that was like a death flag as well. That someone wasn't
for Omega?
No, for one of the kids.
Well, they wouldn't kill a child on the Bad Batch.
Yeah, sure they would.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I could just see Omega promising that and be like, no, I failed. I failed the kids.
Everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, so they implement the plan. Dr. Skulder looks away at the exact moment she needs to look away in order for the plan to work.
Oh, well, they wait. I think they waited to watch her until she looked away. But yeah.
Okay.
And that's the evil scientist lady. Not to be confused with the good scientist lady.
The bitchy scientist lady.
Hey, you said that, not me. Yeah. So makeup reprograms the droid. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, she's like, I do this all the time, but not this quickly.
Yeah. So then they escape through the tunnels. Okay, so Wrecker got hurt. I didn't remember this happening, but I guess he got hurt.
It
was from an animal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, these episodes have been so dark. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, he got hurt in the prior episode when they got raided, and he was never given time to fully heal.
Oh, okay. They got raided?
When they got raided by the Emperor, they took Omega.
Okay.
Yeah, when they were in the
that's why they had to separate. Why Hunter went on their own, and Omega had to go take Wrecker to the mayor's room to go get healed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of healing, they say we need we're running out of med patches for Wrecker, and I was is that a new thing that they came up with?
What do you mean?
We're running out of backup.
No, probably not.
No. I mean, they have patches for quick healing when you don't have time to do a full.
Yeah. Didn't they use that in Battlefront?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's playing out of a video game, but that's all right.
It's part of all the properties.
I don't remember. Send me back to Dark Forces.
Sounds like you didn't remember about Wrecker. Sacrificing themselves.
Got lots of stuff. Dude, we got enemies nearby. Be careful.
I think they're just NPCs.
They already left.
Okay. So so the children escape and then they run into some stormtroopers, which I thought I was very amused that it's like, when was the last time we saw a stormtrooper interact with a child? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, hey, get out of there.
Hey.
What are you doing? Yeah,
I liked, then they wake up the whale monster thing. But apparently it's not a whale because it has arms.
Oh, but it's called like Zillow.
The Zillow. Patent pending. Yeah. And it's just comically big. It's just, just ridiculously enormous.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're moving right along nicely here. So they have a character moment where Crosshair says, the squad died with tech.
Yeah, I like that.
Think about that hot take.
I like that. Nice to be reminded about tech.
Enemies,
this is a PC.
No, PC.
Oh, no, they're builders.
So then there's a discussion of whether Crosshair is going to go in by himself. But ultimately, they talk him out of it.
They're healing here.
Yeah, he has this part where he seems like he really wants to sacrifice his life for everybody.
Yeah. Don't do plan 99, Crosshair. Don't do it.
Yeah. So then they see the Zillow crash through, and I like in unison, they were like, definitely Omega. That's not
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fine. Who could have done this? Oh, it's definitely Omega.
Why did this like ultra secret base just have like a giant creature like inside of it?
Was it like powering it or something? God.
Yeah, it could be.
Nice who job. Knows?
Ah, storm.
Okay.
No. So yeah. I mean, the Empire is notorious for taking big creatures and trying to learn how to tame them or how to implement them as weapons.
Yes. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Trolls just love their big creatures.
Notorious.
What?
Notorious.
All right, so there's a big battle. Lots of shooting.
Yeah, someone has a line that says, Zillow destroyed two divisions, which is like thousands of people.
Not necessarily.
Assuming it's
not in this show.
As in the real world, yeah.
Yeah.
So then Rampart unfreezes these clone assassin guys.
And there's like a ton of them. Oh my god, this was like so like Power Rangers.
It was great. I loved it.
Ted?
I was like, man, look at this guy. He's got such a cool weapon, man. This guy's got a cool weapon, too.
I hate to be so cynical. I feel like they're trying to make toys of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it too late for the show to make toys? It's over.
No. Never.
No, it's not too late.
More property to bring in, just like the Knights of Ren.
Oh, yeah. The Knights of Ren. Great example.
And I was like, is this when they're going to reveal that Tech is one of them?
Oh my God. Yep, I was waiting. Leave Tech alone. My body was ready.
Let him rest in peace.
Yeah, poor Tech.
Let him rest. Let him be.
We get this battle. There's a part where Crosshair shoots a pilot out of a cockpit, which I thought was pretty sweet.
Yeah. We'd seen it before, but it's still pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was great. But the batch all get caught.
Yeah, and the monster escapes. It just like walks out of the.
Why wouldn't it? What would you expect from the monster that's been cooped up in a tiny little water tank?
I guess it's just funny that it shows that just like leaving. Like I'm out of here.
Force destruction.
I guess that they show it happening is kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay, so the batch gets brought in.
Yeah, they lose the fight to the other clones. I like the fight in the training room. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. I might be skipping ahead a little bit, but I wrote down, we did it, Patrick. We saved the clones, and like all the clones are dead.
Oh, yeah, that is skipping ahead. They're
all choked on farts.
They're like, we know we saved you, but can you come help us save this other clone? And then they all die.
Well, do we know if the gas is poisonous or just knockout?
I'm guessing
poison. I don't know why it wouldn't be poisonous. You know?
Yeah, no, they say to eliminate them, so my guess is poison.
Eliminate them. Yeah.
So Echo has a couple of lines that I like where he says, causing chaos, havoc 5 to Omega. And he meets up with them. Except
is that her code name, Havoc 5?
I don't remember her being called Havoc 5.
I don't remember that either, but it was cute.
And then he says, hello, kid and kids.
Yeah, so yeah, he finds Omega. I like how he's in disguise as a stormtrooper. It's kind of cool.
Team here.
Yeah. We get an obligatory torture scene, which I'm really getting sick of seeing in movies. Enough already.
Yeah.
Enough torture.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Crosshair's hand getting cut off. I mean, we talked about it, but we didn't talk about it
enough
when it happened, which was really vindictive of that one assassin guy.
Yeah, that's why I wanted him. That's why I thought it would be Tech.
Tech? Oh my god.
Yeah, only Tech could be so vicious.
He knows how important your hands are.
Car coming in.
Yep, on me.
Nope, there it goes.
Nope, it killed me.
Oh, shoot. Crap. Okay, so Echo and Omega break in, and they're shooting to kill now.
You're the only one keeping track of this stuff, dude.
Well, it's important. It's confusing.
I know this too. I was like, that's hardcore. Echo's like, let's kill them all.
Well, now they don't have their little pew pew.
Right.
So now they have to use real weapons. So real weapons kill.
I guess so. Right. Yeah. So they rescued the clones, and there's a part where they meet Nala Se, and she says something that I know she's been talking the entire time, but I found it very creepy this time when she was like, "You can't be safe while Hemlock is alive."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So, like, so one of you has to die. Right. I thought you was going to lead to something like, I'm going to kill you.
Boys.
I don't know. I found it creepy. What do you guys think?
Well, I find her creepy all the time. So.
It's a foreshadow. And yeah, it's Nalase finally realizing that being a pacifist doesn't help or doesn't work in this capacity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So that's that.
But yeah, I mean, I could see why you would think. I mean, the voice and all that stuff is kind of creepy, but.
Creepy voice.
Yeah.
Guys, this comment on Reddit says that Echo should have died, and then Rex would have named the base on Hoth after him.
Ah. Interesting.
I died.
I'm going in.
Nope, not much else to do.
You guys can kill him.
And he's a builder.
All right. Echo gives the speech. Right, Tarkin comes in for some reason.
Yeah,
Tarkin was not him.
Kind of appears for no reason.
Yeah.
So they discuss how to get out, and somebody says the pneumatic tube system runs through the base. I'm like, pneumatic tubes?
The tubes.
It's all about the tubes.
In Star Wars.
Yeah, the pneumatic tubes, the things that go vroom in the last episode that I kept thinking.
You mean turbo?
Omega was going to lose their finger?
Hmm. Yeah, you mean turbo lifts?
No, the pneumatic tubes. The tubes. When Omega is crawling through the walls trying to explore and it takes forever because Omega's climbing forever before they find the big thing. All those whoom, whoom. And I was like, I was hoping Omega would lose a hand at some point.
Fair enough.
Whoa, everybody's losing hands.
It's a Star Wars tradition. Speaking of which, yeah. I would have loved it if they'd given it a Star Wars-y name instead of pneumatic tubes.
They're called pneumatic tubes in Star Wars, though.
But they don't have... They could be called something else.
Yeah.
No, they're called pneumatic tubes in Star Wars.
Okay.
All right, so Tarkin's there. He's visiting Jay, coming back out to the lobby. There's a training room battle. We talked about that. Omega gets grabbed by Hemlock. Well, Rampart kills Sing. What did you guys think about this part where he kills...
I thought it was interesting that he betrayed Nalase just to... indulge his own curiosity. He's like,
betrayed. What do you mean he betrayed? They were never really on the same side.
Well, pull the gun on her. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No.
He was never on anyone's side. He was always looking out for himself, one. Two, now let's say he has consistently proven to be meek and passive, so there would be no reason to feel threatened having Nalase there, because Nalase didn't confront anyone and has always been timid in the face of authority, especially the Empire's authority, and especially his authority before. So, yeah, why not take the time to go pump Nalase for information?
What did you think about her speech where she's like, cloning is Kaminoan and always be Kaminoan and else can have it?
Yeah, that was really weird. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Strange choice.
Well, I thought it was more along the lines that they were trying to understand technology that they didn't understand and subvert it. And it's Kaminoan, so they wouldn't have understood it because it's not, like, they never took time to learn it.
Well, it's very Star Trek, that one... alien species is like, that's what they do. That's all they do.
Yeah. And nobody else can do it like they can, like the Binars.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're known for generations and generations and generations, then yeah, wouldn't you just specialize in it?
I suppose so. What do you think, Alana?
About what?
About Nala Singh's speech about how cloning is Kaminoan and always will be Kaminoan. Anybody else is just a poser.
Fine. I don't know. She was clearly the most badass one of this episode.
She's really? Like, I can't let my secret Go with the Empire.
Walk slowly down this hallway and then get killed. Yep, that's badass.
I was just annoyed that she didn't tell Omega that Obi-Wan was related to her.
We all are upset about our pet theories not being validated.
Therefore, she had to die. Thermal detonator's badass.
It's just a bit of Disney Star Wars, but we're always disappointed. I appreciate
actually,
that.
Actually, I disagree. I think feel like Disney Star Wars always explains everything and ties it all up in a nice little bow.
Except when you want it to, and then it doesn't. See? It works.
Where's the deal with the dagger?
And then I get yelled at for trying to explain it.
Yeah.
It's because we want them to explain it. Anyway.
So the Bad Batch... I'm not going to get it. So the Bad Batch get loose. They just rip out of their restraints.
And they fight.
Yep. Big fight. Just like we're about to have.
Yep. I'm fighting down. I'm trying to get away from a baddie.
Another ship's engines gets shot out by Crosshair. While Hemlock and his hostage are on the way out.
They're gonna kill me.
Okay, so then there's this confrontation where Hemlock can't hurt Omega, but neither can the Bad Batch.
Oh yeah, they're on the bridge in the rain. Oh, wait, before we get to that part, Hunter kills. Is it an operative or the operative? Do you guys remember that part?
Sorry, which part?
He kills the operative? I think he strangles him or something.
Yes.
It's been a couple days since I watched it.
Kills an operative, most likely the operative.
Yeah, but it's not much fanfare.
It's because it has the foldable sniper rifle that
Crosshair would have used.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it definitely had its moment. It definitely had build up. I really liked that scene because I was like, ooh, getting mad. Oh, murder. Gonna get revenge. Gonna do it. And then I was like, oh, and now it's time for Crosshair to gain back their powers.
Yeah. And then... I was hoping he was going to say something about how he has two shooting hands or something. Because the guy's like, you shouldn't leave your shooting hand exposed or whatever. So when he shoots the thing, it should be like, I have two of them.
Yeah, Crosshair is not. He's not going to go down in he's not going to make any BuzzFeed top 10 lists of best snipers in media. You know what I mean? He's okay.
Yeah,
Crosshair was the best sniper.
What makes you say that?
He was.
Of the clones.
According to who?
According to the lore.
According to Wikipedia.
The lore. Okay. But anyway, is he better or worse than Jude Law in Enemy at the Gates?
I appreciate that he is imperfect. You know, he's not
Or Chris Kyle in American Sniper.
Mm. Or
that guy had two shooting hands, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so anyway...
now Crosshair is going to have a cybernetic one that does all the calculations for him.
No, he won't, because it's over.
There's our army. I wrote on small arm. Oh, small arms shoot down an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more on this show. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, why don't these ships have armor or shields or something?
Not in the rear engine bay or engine.
They should. It seems like an obvious exploit.
You know, I remember when Lando Calrissian shot the rear engine bay of Slave 4 in Empire Strikes Back, and it didn't do shit.
Well, obviously, Lando Calrissian is not a Crosshair.
Crosshair didn't do it. He's got the whole shaky hand. I think that was somebody else.
Oh, it was Crosshair.
Was it Hunter?
I think it was supposed to be Crosshair, yeah.
It was Crosshair.
Okay.
He got redeemed.
Redeemed. Why can't I have redemption? The Spectre.
That's totally. But yeah, so we get this confrontation on the bridge, which is very cool. And I like the reveal that they can't hurt Omega. None of them can.
So Swan Arms Fire takes it down, right? We better go res J.
We get the confrontation like we've been trying to talk about. And eventually...
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. A moral dilemma.
The part was awesome.
What moral dilemma?
I don't know.
Well, I like it, the handcuff to each other part. Where he's like, if you kill me, then the weight of my dead body will pull Omega off this conveniently placed giant tower.
Yeah, so it's like, so Jay is like, so what are the Bad Batch going to do? And the answer is just wait for Omega to save herself.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out some way out of the problem. That's all right.
Omega's a competent warrior now. Espionage and all of the things.
Hacking droids, he could do it all.
So Rampart gets shot a bunch of times and falls into the abyss. I assume he'll stay dead this time.
I think that's probably a safe assumption.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a great enough villain that they'll bring him back. Alana, what do you think?
They just trust Omega to do what they trained her to do. No.
That's right.
Okay. I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, that is right. I was listening.
You're talking about whether Rampart would come back. It doesn't matter.
What? Just,
okay.
Why so would Rampart come back? Why would Rampart come back?
Yeah, why would Rampart come back?
Why would Tech come back? Y'all are weird.
Nobody knows that. That's right.
Y'all are weird.
So the
supposed to be the weird, crazy, ideal person. You're stealing my thunder.
It's not that crazy of an idea. They bring.
Anyway, so they steal a shuttle one last time for posterity. And then they zap out just before Tarkin arrives. The three Star Destroyers. Whoa.
Oh, so awesome. Bum, 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 bum.
So awesome.
Yeah, and I wrote down, this is the part where I wrote down, we did it, we saved the clones, because I feel like none of the clones lived. Like, did we see any of them escape?
Some of them lived. One of them did.
The kids.
One's dead enough to kill.
They talk about some later, right? No, Omega says, what's going to happen to all the clones now? That's later. And Andra's like, oh, no, they're going to live their lives.
Is that way later?
Yeah, that's when they escape. I don't know.
The part where Echo is fighting all the operatives in that area was like a laser tag arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So Tarkin checks in with one of his underlings. She said several troopers perished. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's more than several.
Yeah, it was like a lot.
Two divisions worth of troopers perished.
Yeah, so a couple thousand. Plus all the operatives.
Yeah.
Plus Rampart.
And then they go back to the island, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Really quickly first.
Yeah.
Tarkin says, redirect all the funding to Project Stardust. So, Jay, do you know what that is from the lore?
The Death Star.
Isn't that Death Star?
Yeah. That's why Andor, that's the whole movie is all about Project Stardust.
Yeah. You might call it Rogue One.
You mean Rogue One? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So the, so they go back to the island, and I agree that it's a strange choice for them to go to. I guess they were pretty lucky that the Empire did in fact decide to stop hunting them.
Yeah, they were like, there's no reason for them to hunt you anymore. It's like, oh, okay, so The Empire never does anything just for being vindictive?
Always.
So it sounds like they do have to worry about the Empire, then.
As it turns out.
Always. Why would they not?
Well, then why'd they go back to the island where the Empire knows where they are?
The Empire doesn't know where they are. Only some of them knew.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it occupied by the Empire?
No, it was just that one battalion of, what's his face? Hemlock's.
No, and they don't share information?
No, Hemlock never reported it.
How do you know that?
Because that's the way it works in Star Wars.
All the Imperial officers are out for themselves.
Okay. Yes.
They don't work together.
Yes.
All right.
All right, so Echo gets in a ship and leaves.
He goes back to the Rebellion, right? He's got rebelling to do?
Okay.
Potentially.
I thought he's part of the Rebellion against the Empire.
So we have that conversation, like I mentioned before, where Omega's like, what are the clones going to do? And he says, whatever they want. And we get this very awkward fade out.
Of our lives.
I wish Rob were here, because I was going to say it's like the end of The Graduate, where it's like it holds on them just a little too long.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah. So that was very strange. And then we get the stinger.
Here.
The flash forward. Wow.
Wow, it's cool.
So we crazy. Did you guys know that this was the, like, this is it? This is all the Toasty?
Yes. 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 I was like, okay, why are we even having a stinger if the show's over? And then I was like, oh, nobody, she's an adult.
You stink. Nobody tells me anything.
What? You knew that.
We talked about it. We talked about it.
We've literally said it since the season started.
Not true. Not true.
Okay.
Rewind the tape.
I listen to the tape. I do the editing. Nobody's ever said it.
Why are you fast-forwarding through the tape? You're supposed to rewind it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we get old Hunter and older Omega, who's going to become a rebel pilot.
Maybe.
I have a bone to pick.
You do?
Yeah, she shouldn't be a pilot. She should be like a commander of like ground troops.
Find us.
That's NPCs.
Nope, not where I am.
Matt, don't be too aggressive. So, yeah, well, this is another fan theory that goes down the tubes with this episode is... I thought she was going to become a Jedi because she can use the Force.
Well, she's just kind of bad at it.
She still might.
She turned her back on the Jedi way, just like Grogu.
Yeah,
they're going to be an amazing combo.
It's boring. They don't have to always be Jedi. They can be like Han Solo and just, you know, have bad feelings.
Never grow, never develop.
It's going to be Grogu and Omega being semi-force users.
Guys, we're trying to go with Speedy Grotto.
Sure.
Grogu could at least move rocks around. Unlike Omega. Couldn't do shit.
We're going to Spaghetti Grotto.
It's right here. Yeah, we're going to Spaghetti Grotto via the rift.
Back on the line. Okay, so I also find it funny when she says, say goodbye to Crosshair and Wrecker. For me, so it's like the idea is the batch just stayed together their whole lives.
Yeah, they're a family.
Yeah,
that's fine.
They raised the Omega together.
They're a family.
Totally,
it's a family affair.
It's like none of them ever wanted to go off and like have other lives.
No, why would they?
Speaking of which, we skipped it when Echo was talking to Emery about like their lives and what they were going to do. I was like, are they flirting? That's incest.
I'm going down.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was getting that vibe too. They're in love. They're so in love. Yeah. It's not incest, is it?
Is it incest to date yourself?
To date a clone of yourself? Question of the day.
Clone of yourself.
I feel like we discussed it. I don't remember the verdict.
I mean, kind of. We never got deep into the weeds on whether or not it was.
The world may never know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess nothing ever panned of it, so.
You never know.
So Tech never came back. Omega never became a Jedi. We've got a boss here.
You okay? Zach, I'm with you. Run. And yeah, so we only see Wrecker and Omega in this part, right? The other guys aren't there, or they are there?
No, I think
they are there. Aren't they all like standing there, hanging out? Is there a shot of them at the end where they're all just sitting there, or is that the penultimate shot?
That's the awkward fade out. It's the penultimate one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so that is the Bad Batch season 3 and the series finale.
Wow. What do we all think? So many feelings.
I thought it was Disney Star Wars.
I think it was better than most Disney Star. I think it was a cut above Disney Star Wars.
Yeah, I agree.
It was fine.
How are you all? I'm finding a boss.
I was playing that guy, but then you guys told me to run, so I ran.
We're on our way, Jay.
I got him.
Good job.
There is crawling with NPCs. Be careful. What's the deal?
NPCs.
So, Jay, what did you think of the Bad Batch?
I enjoyed it overall, especially this season. This season had a lot more going on. It was kind of nice.
Good.
I thought it was... I took the base. It's ours now.
It's all about the base.
I was disappointed by how nothing was explained.
I
wasn't right.
I think it was all explained and it was all good in the hood.
That's, I'm glad.
It is all good in the hood. All right, so shall we move on to questions of the day?
Yes, Guru would like to participate in questions of the day.
Okay. Always welcome. I will get them from the hot seat since I'm out of normal ones.
Truly desperate, yeah.
Not truly desperate, but the hot seat's great. They have some good stuff in there.
Good.
All right. Alana, are you ready for question number one? Are you paying attention? Are you with us?
I'm looking at my cat.
Looking at the cat.
I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
Whatever, you don't listen to my answers anyway.
Oh, get wrecked, nerd.
I try to be better about that. After this game, we can switch to Dominion, so we can include Alana. Question number one. What is the largest change that will happen to you in the next 5 years?
Well, for
Guru, that's an easy one.
Yeah, getting married is probably going to happen in the next 5 years. I think it's probably safe to
say.
Maybe.
Probably.
Perhaps.
Right, girl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Okay.
It's the biggest change for me in the next... We should get out of here, you guys.
Allison's bat mitzvah.
That was a big change for me. I don't know how that would be a big change for me, you know?
Your little girl's growing up.
Let's get out of here. I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, figure out where to run. Oh, there we go.
Bye, guys. Steal a car.
Alana, Jay?
Wait, my answer is not done yet.
Yeah, he's still thinking.
Okay. Yeah. It's tough. This one's really tough for me. You guys, I can't get up the cliffside, so you guys just run, and I'll meet you.
Okay. I can guess the annoying answer.
How do I fly a helicopter?
Oh, gosh. Oh, wait, a rift, yes.
Why a helicopter? I don't know.
It should be on there.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I got it.
Oh, shoot.
Whee!
Biggest change for me in my life in the next 5 years. We might do another home remodel, another like house remodel in the next 5 years. Yeah. If we got the cash.
Why are you shooting each other? Oh, you're shooting.
Hey, nice helicopter.
Thanks.
Should we get on?
Yeah, let's
come
go.
On in.
All right. Let's go up to the high ground, Jay. I marked it. I foresee myself in the same job.
What are you remodeling in your house?
Living in the same
place.
Do
we want to go kill him?
What are you remodeling in your house?
We're going to do the upstairs master bathroom and move the laundry room upstairs, which is like, that is living. When you have the laundry machine on the second floor. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
All right, let's get out. So yeah, I mean, yeah, same job, same house. Yeah, I don't know. I might have like a leadership position at the synagogue. I don't want that, but I might.
Yeah, they might make you do it.
You're going to be president?
I might.
I don't want to be president.
I'm going to get a second cat.
Nice. Really?
Maybe.
A second cat?
Maybe.
Are you going to go going full cat lady?
I got
next 5 years.
Come down, dude.
Here, come, yeah.
All right. And
I'm trying to make it to this other high ground. You guys,
I think the only one we're waiting on is still Jay.
Well, Alana, you said Alana, you're going to get a cat.
Get a cat.
That is the real answer? Okay.
Hopefully, maybe a new job, maybe a new career.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking at new jobs. We're looking to get out and maybe change careers.
Okay, that'd be good. Question number two. What's the hardest thing you've ever had to say no to? Or maybe not the hardest thing, but what's a hard thing you've had to say no to?
Moving to LA when I was 16 and telling my parents to leave me behind.
Wow. That's heavy.
Actually, no, that was pretty easy. I hated LA and I didn't want to go. I take that back. That was super easy on my part. It was probably really hard for them to hear it. But for me, I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm staying in New York. You're going to LA. Have a good life.
So I have one where when I was looking, one of the times I was looking for jobs, I had two interviews close to each other. And one interview went really well. I got along really well with the people. They seemed to love me. It seemed like a really good work environment, but ultimately I didn't end up taking the job. I ended up taking a different job. So I had to tell them no, and that sucked. I wanted to, and I should have in retrospect, but I didn't.
Wow, really? You think you should have in retrospect?
Yeah, the place that I ended up was not very good.
But it led to the rest of your life.
That's true. But this other place would have led to the rest of my life as well.
And yeah, life goes on.
As it does.
Yeah.
Saying no to PAX Unplugged this year.
Aww.
The hardest thing you've never said no to. How about you, girl?
Thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I say no to my children all the time when it would be a lot easier just to let them do it.
Oh.
But...
So well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. I know. The future generations do. Yeah. That's another tough one.
How about you, Anna?
I don't know if it really was that hard, but I got a good deal in a different business school. Like, they gave me a lot of money and accolades and shit, but I didn't go there.
Yeah, you wanted to be close to me.
No, it was the University of Maryland, Zach.
Oh, what? You should have gone there. That's a great school.
George
Maryland Buddies. Home.
What?
Maryland Buddies.
No.
Then we I remember that conversation.
Maryland Buddies. Are we for what could have been?
Yeah, Matt. I remember Zach talking about it.
There's a thing called Forte Fellows, which is for like women in business, and they were like, "If you come here, we'll give you a scholarship and can be a Forte Fellow," and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I remember Zach talking about that.
Are you sure you weren't thinking?
Zach of me clearly doesn't remember.
Huh? No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh,
Zach, talking about yourself.
All right, that's a good choice, Lon.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't really have any decisions like that.
But I definitely
get into Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They seem good. Go there.
It was a tough question, dude.
Yeah. Thanks.
Nothing less.
Oh, there's a.
The team.
I'm KJ, getting attacked.
Seem like you're almost dead.
Yep. I have two on me. I got one.
So I don't really have an answer other than saying no to my children constantly.
Okay.
It was always Guru,
last chance. Guru does have one.
Ready.
We can move on.
Guru's easygoing, just like me.
How about I said no to flan yesterday? I could have had flan and I said no.
Say no to food might have
happened. Say no to food, yeah. Fair enough.
Legitimate no.
I mean, every time mom and dad ask me to do something and I am not able to, it's hard. Because my instinct is to obey. Obey, obey.
I must obey.
Every once in a while, I'm like, well, I don't know if that really makes sense. I say it like that.
You have confidence in yourself.
What?
You need to have confidence in yourself. Decision making.
Confidence in springtime. Yeah, I just don't want to disappoint.
I get it.
I shouldn't worry about it, though, because I'm so far ahead of you guys. It's not a big
deal. Wow! Get right. Wrecked. You too.
Question number three.
All right. Question number three.
How bad do you need aloe for those sick burn?
That's right. Sick burns. All right. Question number three. What do I exaggerate about the most?
What does Matt exaggerate about the most?
They're all I questions, but they should be you. What do you exaggerate?
I like the other way.
Yeah, you could do me, I guess. It might be what do the other people the most?
What do I exaggerate around the most?
I mean, I tell my kids, I mean, I exaggerate to my kids a lot. I tell them I know everything. But I'm the smartest person in the world. What?
You really do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Zach, I feel like when we were kids, we didn't pick up on social cues and like understand when people were joking. Mm. And so I'm trying to teach them that. So they don't
know anything.
That to try to figure out when I'm joking and when I'm not.
Mm.
Right? It's not going that well. To be honest.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, Zach, the other we were at the synagogue retreat and I was playing against Dan, who's like Alana, he's like Andrew, where he's like really, really good at board games and like has the computer mind to figure out optimal strategies and things like that. And so we played Wingspan and he had just finished in Wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
And his son came by and he was like, "How'd you do, Dad?" And I said, "Matan," which is his name, "I just destroyed your dad. He's like crying because I beat him so badly." And Matan got really upset. Well, actually, he wasn't upset at the time, but then later, the next day, Dan was like, "You know, Matan was really upset about that, because he thought you beat me."
Oh, no.
Oh my god!
Not actually, he wasn't like crying, but he was like, "Dad, did he really beat you? Did he really beat you in that game? Are you sure? Was he serious? Did he actually beat you?"
We're getting shot from behind.
Let's go fight him.
So it was pretty funny. So it's stuff like that. I don't know. I exaggerate against a lot of stuff. It's one of my best qualities.
I think you exaggerate how good of a quality it is.
It's a great quality. Anybody else?
I'm thinking.
I exaggerate about how much I think.
I feel like I exaggerate things with Guru. Number of women I want to be dates with before I met her.
Okay.
Guru has her head buried in her hands.
Zach, do you like oversell stuff? Do you ever oversell, like, this movie's going to be great?
Yeah, I totally do.
Okay.
I totally do.
I know that too.
I think I exaggerate about how long it takes me to get work done. How's that?
Oh, well, we all do that. Yeah. How else are you supposed to maintain your reputation as a miracle worker?
Totally.
All right, so Zach, the amount of work he does, and how many women he went on dates with, and how good of a movie it's going to be when he's like, "Guru, let's watch this other movie from my childhood."
That's right.
Enemy. All right. And Jay, how much he thinks?
I actually don't have any idea what I exaggerate. Like, I know I exaggerate, but I don't know what else.
You would know what I exaggerate.
Okay, Guru, you need to come up with something for you.
How much do you actually like Zach's family? Oh, ooh. I love your family. They're so great.
That's a good answer, dude. That's probably accurate.
Oh, I love living right next to your sister.
How much he's willing to go out and do stuff. How's that?
It's actually very nice having her around.
Actually.
That's the perfect example of the exaggeration. It's very nice. So nice.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, you guys would know if you had stayed abroad for 10 years.
Hmm. Good point. Dude, that's the one you got to move down to D.C.
I'm not moving to D.C. Why not? It's never going to happen. You guys, that's why you guys need to move to Connecticut.
What's up, girl?
When your swamp reaches 100 degrees in the summer, you'll be wishing you listen to me.
So, Matt, I heard the kids are going to come to D.C. for summer.
I asked if you guys would be willing to host them for a week. And Zach was like, a weekend?
Wait, I didn't remember that part. Yeah, we could do a week.
Yeah.
We could do a week, totally. All right. Okay. Wait,
can they stay without you guys? Mommy, daddy?
Can they do a week without us? Yeah, they can.
Wow.
Also, Zach is essentially me. Right? So
that's what they say. Okay, yeah. So wait, are we done with question of the day? Is everybody answered?
Alana did not get an answer. Did not hear what
I'm trying to. I'm troubleshooting Dominion. It's being really problematic.
Alana exaggerates how good she is at Dominion.
Wait, does it need DEI training? That's not
true. I'm great at Dominion.
And that's not an exaggeration. Her love for Bobby, but that's also not an exaggeration.
Alana exaggerates how good Matt is at ping pong.
That's not true. How dare you say that? I put my money where my mouth was, where Alana's mouth was.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, don't make
Luke
it
and Leia.
Yeah. So she wanted him on a team because she's like, he's the best in the family.
And you don't feel jealous that she didn't select you?
No, I do. I feel very jealous.
Oh, he felt very jealous, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't exaggerate that. But it is kind of true, though. Okay, well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, God. This is a final stand.
Catch us every week at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time.
Bye-bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.